fences is building more or less built up about 2.5 to 3 feet wide and up about 3 feet high. But that was done back yonder with slave labor, most of that. You don't see no rock fences now. It's too expensive to build a rock.
They don't build them now. They don't build them now.
No, it's too expensive now to build a rock fence the way labor is. And it might not too expensive to build any other kind if you hire labor. If you can hire it. You see, you can't hire it in here now. You can't get nobody. It costs you $16, $18 a day for hard labor. And you can't pay that price and operate a small farm. You can't do it. That's all right. I don't blame anybody for getting what they can get out of it for wages. But these large farms with all this modern equipment, well, a man can take a large piece of equipment and he can do the work of maybe 15 or 20 men could do by hand or the way they used to do. So that's another one of them things that's the thing of the past here. 20 years ago, or even 10 years ago, I needed help here. I could pick up 3 or 4 boys. I wanted to haul hay and get the news out that I need help to haul hay, and they come in here and they'd put up a field of hay in the evening time. We hauled in 750 bales one evening. I cut up here in the valley and got the trucks and the boys, and I take my wagon, and we just, the bale was running, and they baled and hauled that 750 bales of hay in. And then different times I've had hay here in the bottom before this highway was put through here. You see, I had a pretty nice strip of land in here when it all was together. And they'd come and bale the hay, and there was some boys lived down the valley here, and they helped me 2 years with this hay. And they had a pickup truck, and they come up here, and we just throw that right at the barn. You see, the barn sits right out there. And we just throw that hay on that truck, and we just went back and forth. By the time that guy, we didn't like much to have it all hauled in. When he got his bail, we just went right on through.
Well, them and their daddies. Dead now, they died of cancer also.
See, this barn, I moved this barn off the highway. It was on the right of way. You see, I got a bulldozer, and I jacked that barn up, put it on the road, and pulled it out here where it's at now. And I moved a house up here that belonged to my son about 1/4 of a mile. And they didn't nobody think they could do that, but I jacked it up and went to the hills and cut me 4 long logs, 35 feet long, and hewed the bottoms of them all. Put them under that house, and I hewed me some 6x6s, 32 feet long, and put crossways under there. Then let that house down on that. Then take me 2 large wire ropes, and I take and put a log across the front of these 4 logs and wired that together with cable wires. Made a V shape on each side of the log and hooked 2 VH to it, to a dozer, and moved it right on up to where it's at, sitting up down there now, just like a slide. It went through the creek with it and right on up the valley and carried right on up there. And there's several people gathered up to see it done. They didn't believe that it could do it, and it moved better than I expected it to. They told me when they hooked to it, this old guy that was a foreman up there, and the state moved it, the dozers, you know, I mean the contractors did. I fixed it, and they told me they'd move it for me, you know, the dozer. He woke up there and looked at me, he said, "Tidwell, this shit'll never go." I said, "Why?" He said, "Won't ever cross that creek with it." He said, "That thing'll tear up." I said, "But 2 things to keep this house from going." He said, "What's that?" I said, "The wire rope to hold it and the power to carry." Well, he said, "We got the power to carry." He said, "We're going to hook 2 of them DH to it." He said, "They'll carry." Well, I said, "It'll go." I said, "When you be ready?" He said, "Just in a few minutes." Well, I'm going up down and cut some limbs off of them apple trees so you can go under that.